Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. I'm your host, Thandekile Mhlanga, this Thursday, November the 25th, 2021.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyakunye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yes, today in our show, we'll be looking at a variety of issues. So, of course, we will start to update by updating you about the COVID-19 figures. And then we are also looking at the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, which starts today. And we see that there are various organizations doing various programs on the campaign.
And we also saw the government and the United Nations having an opening today in Harare, where they were talking about issues affecting women, with young women crying out, especially those in Epworth, saying that they were very impressed with how some of the programs have been targeting the young women of Epworth, who have been facing, as they say, a lot of gender-based violence due to some of them being forced to go on the streets because of the poverty in the country.
Yes, and yesterday the government saying it's very concerned with the increasing number of incidents of domestic violence. At a press conference yesterday, the Deputy Minister of Women Affairs, Jennifer Mhlanga, explained that the police have confirmed that the incidents are rising of gender-based violence, Marvelous.
Yes, and we'll also be taking a look at what's coming out of South Africa, where the Zimbabwe special permit today, we saw the government of South Africa actually saying that they will not be renewing those permits, but they will give a grace period of 1 year where people can regularize their permits in the country. So we will have a guest that is coming in to just weigh in on what they think is going to happen, because a lot of women are going to be affected by this new ruling that has come into place in South Africa.
And the government, the Minister of Health, says that up to as of yesterday, it has vaccinated a total of 3.7 million people against COVID-19. And we see that there are still many programs to ensure that people get vaccinated. As a few hours ago, the ministry has tweeted that it has been allocated 117.7 billion in the 2022 national budget, which translates to 14.9% of the total national budget. We're talking of Zim dollars here. But of course, they are also saying yesterday they received another consignment of 60,000 doses of Sinopharm vaccines donated to the country by the by Mauritius. So this vaccination program is still ongoing.
And the Minister of Health says that it needs to vaccinate 10 million people for the country to reach herd immunity. And we saw the President, Emmerson Mnangagwa, saying at one of the events earlier on this week that their hope is that the country will reach that herd immunity. But like what you said, with the increase in budget that the Minister of Health is announcing that they got at the budgetary meeting today, and also the donations that are coming in, we're going to watch and see and then report back as to what happens according, whether they will meet that milestone of 10 million vaccinations by the end of the year.
Yes, and it's not only the government. There are also NGOs helping. Yesterday, the Christian Alliance was saying it has also started campaigns which include many people of different religions, be it Muslim, Hindus, Christians, traditional healers, experts, who will go to the throughout the country to explain to the people about the vaccination so that they demystify those ones who are afraid of taking the vaccine. According to many beliefs, there will be each expert in every field to explain that. And they're saying they are targeting 2.5 million people in Zimbabwe Christian Alliance, Reverend Hussein Sander, Studio 7, that it will help the government reach the herd immunity. Marvelous. Lamhlanje ke ngolwesine kumhlaka 25 kuLwezi 2021 sikhangela ke eziphathe kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk Women's Round Table khangela ke okuningi okuphathelane ne COVID 19 ke okugoqela lokuphathelane esifazane sikhangela ukuthi kule COVID 19 ngalesi sikhathi sikhangela ukuthi kuningi njalo okunye okukhona sibona ukuthi uhulumende uthi yena izehlakalo zodakela ziyakhuphuka elizweni ngoba bakhulumile lokhu emhlanganweni nentathela izindaba izolo ukuthi hayi ziyakhuphuka ngempela ngakho bafuna-ke ukuthi kwehle lokho siyananzelekthi kule 16 days of activism against gender based violence okutho ukuthi amalanga la wonke alandelayo alitshumi kumbe edlulayo yikho kuyabe kukhangelwa-ke lokho ukuthi kungenziwani ukuthi udlakela lolu ludedele emuva njalo saba sengasikhuluma ngegender sikhulumi nabesifazana kodwa sikhuluma nabesilisa wonke abantu kubikwa bahlukuluswa yikho-ke esiyabe sikukhangela lokhu namuhla sibona ukuthi uhulumende uthile emizamo eminingi yokujova abantu ijekiseni yokwenqabela i-COVID 19 kunje nje ukuthi wamukele eminye imijovo evela e-Mauritius njalo kubhajethi baphiwe imali eminingi yokuthi beqhube inhlelo ze-COVID 19 yikho-ke esiyabe sikukhuluma-ke lokho kuko konke okulandelayo
madzimai apo tiritaisa isusu tiri kusangana nemadzimai panguva ino yecovid 19 pano pachivangwa chedu chewomens round table ininzi rimavhesisanganya uye ndiri muwashington nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid 19 icho pari zvino bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa kuti rakwanikwa iro vachibaya vanhu vanosvika 3.7 million yatingati nhomba yecovid 19 asi vakatarisa ivo kuti vanoda kubaya vanhu vanosvika 10 million kuti denda iri rigowanikwa iro richisvika panonzi ipo pahead immunity asi taona munguva yapfuura bazi rezveutano richitaura iro kuti rawanikwa richipiwa mari pasi pebhajeti kuitira kuti vakwanise kuenderera mberi panyaya iyoyi yekubaya nhomba dzecovid 19 uyezvino vakataura zvakare kuti vawanikwa vachipiwa mimwe mishonga yekubaya nhomba idzi dzecovid 19 kubva kumauritius asi tichange tiri kutarisa zvakare chirongwa chiripo pari zvino che16 days of activism against gender based violence apo tinoona kuti pasi pechirongwa ichi kwemazuva anotevera mavhiki maviri anotevera pachange pachiitwa zvirongwa zvekuedza kuzeya pamusoro peyatingatiye kushungurudzwa nyanya kwemadzimai asi zvakarewo kushungurudzwa kwevanhurume uyezve kudzidzisawo kuti madzimai anobatwa sei kuitira kuti vasawanikwe vachishungurudzwa pangave pari muwanano pamabasa kana pane zvimwewo kune mukurarama muupenyu nhasi taona isu hurumende ichibatana iyo neunicef vachiwanikwa vachiparura chimwe chirongwa chavaparura kuepos apo vanga vari kutaura pamusoro pekukosha kwekuti nyaya iyi yekushungurudzwa kwemadzimai isarambe ichienderera mberi takaona zvakare mutevedzeri wegurukota remadzimai amai Jennifer Mhlanga vachitaura ivo kuti vari kushungurudzika sehurumende pamusoro peuwandu hwaita nyaya dziri kuwanikwa idzo dzichibuda pamusoro pekushungurudzwa kwemadzimai saka tichange tiri kuzeya panyaya yeidzodzo tizeyawo zvakare zvataona zvichibuda musouth africa nhasi umo hurumende yesouth africa yazivisa iyo kuti ichange isisawanikwe iyo ichirinyuwa aya anonzi Zimbabwe special permit uyezve vataura ivo kuti vachapa avo vanhu vane mapemits aya gore kuti vagadzirise mapepa avo kuitira kuti avo vanokwanisa kunge vasina kuzogadzirisa mapepa aya vachasvika gore vari kutaura ivo kuti vachawanikwa vachizodzingwa munyika yesouth africa saka tinoona kuti madzimai mazhinji tinoona navana baba zvakare vari kubata mabasa munyika iyo yesouth africa saka vazhinji vanga vari kuda kunyatsoziva kuti saka zvichaita sei pane here zvinogona kuitwa neavo vari kuwanikwa vachibatikana nedambudziko irori kuitira kuti vasazowanikwe ivo vachidzingwa vachakopera gore reimomo musouth africa tichange tiine zvakare hurukuro nevamwe vanyarikani vari kuita mabasa akasiyana siyana panguva ino yecovid 19 mukuedza kudzidzisa madzimai pane zvavari kutarisana nazvo kana zvavari kusangana nazvo takanyanyotarisa nyaya iyoyi yemhirizhonga iri kutaurwa iyo kuti mhirizhonga iri kunyanyowanda panguwa ino ye COVID-19 nekuti vazhinji vakawanikwa vachirasikirwa nemabasa avo uye mhuri hadzichawanikwa idzo dzichiwana eraramo yavanga vajaira saka tinoona kuti popoto yezvinonzi iro riri kuti wandei munzvimbo dzakasiyana-siyana mudzimba munyika izvo zvatange tiri kukurukurawo tichinzwawo kune vamwewo vakambosangana nenyaya iyoyi yekushungurudzwa uyezve kuti ivo vakazozvigona sei kuti vabve kuti vasawanikwe vachiramba vachishungurudzwa tichawanikwa zvakare tichiongorora tichiona kuti pane here zviri kuitika kune mamwe madzimai nyanya ari imomo musouth africa takatarisa kuti taakutarisana nezororo rechisimusi vachawanikwa vachiisa sei tichiona kuti nyaya iyi yemapepa yawanikwa iyo ichitaurwa muzuva ranhasi iri kubata madzimai akawanda sei uyezve kuti vangabatsirikana sei nekuti ndabhengeni tichitaura inii navadhenis juru veinternational cross borders association vachitaura ivo kuti panguva ino yawanikwa ichitaurwa nyaya yemapepa pachabuda makoronyera akawanda semaonero avo vachange vachiudza vanhu kuti tinogona kukugadzirirai mapepa asi vajuru vati ivo zvakakosha kuti vanhu vadzokere pane website iyo yehurumende kuti vawanikwe vachipinda imomo vachiona kuti pane mamwe here kana imwe nzira yavangaita kuti vawanikwe ivo vachiwana mapepa ari pamutemo kwete kuti vawanikwe vachizobirwa mari dzavo nemakoronyera vanokwanisa kumuka panguva ino nekuti inguva ichange iri kushungurudza vazhinji vachange vaakuzowanikwa ivo vaakufunga kuti vachange vaakugara munyika yesouth africa zvisiri pamutemo.
Yes, and shortly we would play a video on the what happened today in airport later on, whilst we are still making it ready. But in the meantime, before we take our next guest, we also spoke to the women's spokesperson in the MDC Alliance, Barbara Tanyaniwa. She's also a labor activist. And she was explaining, she released a statement on 16 days of gender, of the campaign against gender-based violence. Let's hear what she has said.
16 days. Corona, the world and violence against women now.
Siyabona njalo ukuthi uhulumende laye usesungula olwakhe uhlelo ngathi uhulumende kunenge yini asekwenzile
sibone ngazani uhulumende kayenzi awokusisuthisayo ngoba siyabona sithandekile omama lokhu behlukuluzwa emphakathini uhulumende ekhona and abanye omama bahlukuluzwa nguhulumende xa ungakhangela i-statement sami lesengisikhiphile ngikhuluma ngomary chiwengo ukuthi umka-vice president welizwe ayehlanjazwa kangaka abantu bonke bemkhangele thina besicabanga ukuthi anxa abantu sebeyalele ukwalanakutho ukuthi abantu bamele balwe kumbe abantu bamele bazondane kumbe abantu bamele bakhawulisane thina sebesikhangele ukuthi khona njengomuntu wayemka-vice mongameli kumele athuke laye ngesizoda kumele laye aphathwe ngokunanzelela okukhulu asivali ukuthi nxa kuwukuthi kulecala kahambe ayigwetwa angithi agwetwe kube le justice ngoba kabesi ungakhangela imithethwandaba yakhona abanye abantu abalamacala bayaphuma bengagwetshwanga umuntu ongelacala uyahlala ejele i-justice ezimbabwe lakhathesi okokathesi kayikho uhulumende ikwanisa ukwenza njalo emuntwini owayengowabo. What more thina abe opposition.
Yebo ke lapho ke besizwa unkosikazi Barbara Thanyenyiwa obekhuluma ke ngokuhlukuluzana ezindlini lapho esithi njengoba lizizwele nje sithi ukuthi hayi bonke lokho bakhankasela ukuthi kufanele ukuthi kuphele. Yes, they might be hearing from Barbara Thanyenyiwa of the MTC Alliance Women's Assembly, and they released a statement saying that they abhor what's happening to women. And of course, we did ask her that is gender-based violence, is it just about women? And she said, of course, men too. Even yesterday, we heard the minister, Jennifer Mtana, saying, of course, it's not just the women, even men are also harassed. But Barbara Thanyenyiwa is saying, no, women bear the brunt more because of the nature of things. And she's saying that the gender-based violence equals to barriers in gender equality, because when a woman is victimized, she cannot rise, you know, to do something. So, and gender-based violence, and you get gender equality. Over to you.
Thank you so much. I see there we have our guest, Comfort Londo. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And happy Thanksgiving. I can see you were on your way to Thanksgiving. But thank you for obliging us. Toku chingamiza ipachiro. Ngwa chingoti. Chuko nanya iye 16 days of activism. Tuze oneje sanga norenu. Uye jomti. Imi mnenge muru kuitie ipa nguwa iyo ili. Nechiro ngwa ichi. Chaka kosha sebi sanga norenu. Nekwa muri nini.
So tena chaiso antimavi. Yeah, 16 days of activism on ending gender-based violence. I maviki mavira akati koshera mubasa redu. Ini nonzi Comfort Londo, ndini executive director, actually founding executive director, nonzi Pumulani, Minnesota African Women Against Violence. Tino shanda muku peza, you know, ishonga, ino shunguruza mazimai ni vana sikana. Takatangirwa muno imo mnoma America, jukuna nku Minneapolis, Minnesota. Asi, chirongwa chedu shino bazira badzimai ose, akazvarwa pasire Africa, akazvarwa nyika dzinobva kuAfrica, asi vari kugara mazuva ari mudiaspora. Saka tinobatsira nemadzimai akushungurudzwa kwese kwavari, asi iri muno muAmerica. Mavhiki akanyanya kutikoshera nekuti anotipawo mukana kuti titaure semadzimai, nekuti mukurarama kwedu kazhinji mazwi edu hawanzo kunzwikwa, hatipiwi maplatforms ekutinge tichitaura tichikurukura, asi mavhiki maviri waya anotibatsira kuti tikwanisenge tiri kutaura panhau dzekushungurudzwa kwemadzimai nevanasikana. Tichibatsirwa nemabato akaita sana UN Women UN, vachikurudzirawo nekusenda mamessaging akasimba kuti tipedze mhirizhonga inoafekta madzimai nevanasikana, nekuti akaroranira pachishona chedu kuti musha mukadzi kana madzimai achishungurudzwa, aiwa, kana even nyika, zvinhu hazvinyatsofambi zvakanaka.
Chii chakaita kuti mufunge kuti mutange sangano irori?
Ndakatanga Pumulani nekuda kwokushungurudzwa kwangu semunhu wemukadzi. Makuru angu ndichikura ndaiona mai vangu vachishungurudzwa semwana mudiki, zvinhu zvaingondibata nenzira dzisina kunaka. Saka ndakazvipira kubvira ndiri mwana kuti ndicharegedza kurarama mararamiro akaita mai vangu. Asi ndakazozoona daro Rwanda era futi musaiko iroro rinoti domestic abuse. Saka ndakatanga bato iro rinonzi Pumulani, ndichiona kuti kwandiri kugara kwanga kusina maorganization aibatsira vakadzi vekuAfrica in ways that not culturally specific ways. Pamba kwari nemaprograms aibatsira vanhu as if vanhu vese vanobva kunzvimbo imwe chete. Saka ndaida kutangawo programu yatinoti culturally specific, iyo inonyatsobatsira madzimai zvichienderana nekwavanobva, kunzwisisa matambudziko avo, kunzwisisa religion dzavo netradition, kuti kwanisa kunge tiri kubatsirikana. Regai ndikupe example. Kana tiri kuda kubatsira nyaya yedomestic violence kuti ipere mucommunity yekwedu yemaafrican immigrants kuno kwatinogara, kusunga varume vedu kana ari anenge arova mudzimai haisi real solution. Kazhinji mudzimai anenge asingadi kuti baba vasungwe, nekuti ndivo vanenge vachiprovhidira mhuri. Mune vanoti baba vabatsirwe kuti varegedze kushandisa violence, asi tinoda kusiya mhuri iri pamwe chete. Kunyange vanhu vachizosiyana zvavo, asi nyaya yekuti vanhu varume vasungwe
Facing
the Giants. If Sandakanyora, Gatasa Kona Tinaya Yaku,
A woman is like a goddess. Mabatiro akuitwa mai marriage wenga inini anotsunguruza uyezve anondichikisa nekuti ndofunga kuti position yanga vari sa second lady wedu vachibatwa mabatiro avari ko mwanasikana wemuZimbabwe ari kumaruzeva mwanasikana wemuZimbabwe asinawo kan ye power ari kubatwa sei izvi zvinhu zvinondichunguruza chechipiri panhau yekubatwa kuitwa mai mary baiwa chiwenga Vandavanda taura na wana sima nguwana ni anu. Basi chiko shuna hawa shukuda hawa shukuda hawa shukuda hawa shukuda hawa kuneta. Nekutu kuzwa vanga wazisura wa sakari mshitorongo. Kwa lakwa baru kuita. Ndona sinu 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 kutunguza. Ndofunga kuti inyaya inofana kutratiza a bigger picture of what is happening to our country, Zimbabwe. Kushunguruzu kwa kwevanu kazi. Nekushunguruzu kwa kwema citizens mnika medu. Ndona tinyaya Nika Zimbabwe, which one I was as an example. Marriage Wenga, but for our pitwa. Don't my battle watch who pitwa, another Zimbabwe. At Nama voices, at who quansa could taura. It was next to get a marriage Wenga. And upon a map poker, a madzima, I thought my women's land organization, Arkuya Kuzo taura. And the telephones we saw to save a car.
Inini kwanza kusema onero enyu sei zvakamira zvakadaro pane vamwe vatamboona vari padande mutande vandu vatanga hashtagia iri kunzi justice for Mary Chiwenga vandaona padande mutande ipapo asi vachazouya havo vachizvitaurira vega asi sei tiri kuona vari vashoma masangano emadzimai vari kumira namai Mary Baiwa Chiwenga
masangano emadzimai kunyarara kwaakaita I think maZimbabwe zvatoda kuti sei pane runyararo kutya chinotya Tushikira upenyu wedu. Tikada kuti titaure kutisapote Mary Mbaiwa Chiwenga semudzimai. Zvinobva zvanzi uri kuda kufarisa. Inobva yaitwa policy ties nyaya yaitwa kuti inyaya yepolitics. Asi haisi nyaya yepolitics. Ikangoti semadzimai tinoda kuti miriro umwe mudzimai yedu.
Vazhinji vari kuona kuti mahashtag nevari kutaura seni handisi muZimbabwe. Even ndikabva pakutaura ipapa, mhuri yangu iri kuZimbabwe inotonzwawo kutya kuti uri kunyanya kutaura dai wambonyaka. Asi ini ndoonawo kuti wose mudzimai akashungurudzwa akambotorerwawo vana vake, ndikanyarara ndiani achabatsira Mary, ndiani achasimudzirawo izwi remwana. Saka ndinofila kuti kusiri kufa ndekupi, zvino ndingotaura ndakamirirawo mwana. Asi ona madzimai asiri kutaura vese vari muZimbabwe ndoziva kuti sei vakanyarara. Topanapa kune vamwe vanomirira madzimai vanouya muinbox mangu dai wamboretaura nyaya iyoyo. Toti kutya silence kutya vanotya vanotya upenyu hwa.
Maybe Mr. just going to that in English to just tell us, you know, tell me a little bit about the book that you wrote. Is this from a personal experience? Or and then I would also like you to comment on the issue that we're seeing during this 16 days of activism against the gender-based violence, the issue of the former second lady, Amai Mary Mbaiwa Chiwenga. You know, if you could go ahead and tell us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again for having me. Yes. So the book that was recently published, in my first book, by the way, it's called Sex and Science. It is a book that I want to call my love letter to all survivors of trauma. I wrote this book as my way of finding healing for myself. I'm a child who survived child sexual abuse, which then affected me as an adult. Choices I made in terms of partners, and kept attracting the same partners that were also abused. So I found, I discovered the cycle, the vicious cycle of abuse that I was in. And because of my three children, I wanted to end that cycle. So I wrote the book. I started the organization. And the book is for anyone, man or woman, if you've ever gone through any trauma. It's an encouragement that you can find hope. As far as the 16 days of ending gender-based violence or awareness, 2 weeks, I'd like to say these 2 weeks are just a platform for organizations like ours and for women to speak up against gender-based violence, all forms of gender-based violence. And I also like to say that it has to go beyond the 2 weeks, because we find a lot of organizations, you know, they do postings, they collaborate with big agencies like United Nations and make a lot of noise. And then after that, we go in our homes and we are quiet, which is, I bring this up because we have this situation of our second lady, Mary Mbaiwa Chiwenga. I think she still is the second lady. She has been going through a lot of abuse as a woman. She's been going through what I call parental alienation, which is a violation against women's rights and human rights to alienate a mother from her children for that length of time. I'd like to say even if a woman had committed suicide, I mean, had committed a murder, even if Mary had committed murder, she still has rights to visitations while she's in prison to her babies. So her not being allowed to see her children, for me, it is definitely a violation of her women's rights and human rights. I want to say that we see a lot of silence with women's organizations in Zimbabwe, because that silence, we understand it as Zimbabweans, we are paralyzed by fear. If we speak up, there's always repercussions for speaking up. So I choose to speak up. I choose to sacrifice and speak up, because I know if I don't speak up for women like Mary, nobody else will speak up. And I think most of the women's organizations that we see that are speaking up are those that are in the diaspora. And we also have to address that, the fear. Are we in a democratic space where people can speak up and should speak up? I don't think so. And so I think that's why we're seeing the silence. So I'm choosing to use my organization's platform in these 2 weeks to highlight some of the violations against women.
What else are you going to be doing as a Pumulani during these next 2 weeks? I heard you saying you're going to be collecting stories of survivors. What's the benefit of doing that?
Absolutely. So having the survivors speak up, like right now I have a young woman in South Africa who was burned by acid by her abuser. Her whole face has been deformed. I'm going to have her tomorrow live so she can share her story, because I need some young women who might be in a domestic violence situation and are clinging on to that relationship to see what the end result can be like if they keep staying. I think it's important for people to see, because sometimes when we talk about gender-based violence, there's always this rationalization or minimizing of it. That does it really exist? Are those numbers made up? You know, the United Nations says at least 3 in every 4 women have faced some kind of domestic violence in their lifetime. And that statistic is, in fact, really correct. I actually like to believe that it might be an under reported number, because many women don't come up and report. And so that is what we're going to be doing this next 2 weeks, highlighting the stories and continuing up.
And then for somebody who might actually be going through gender-based violence right now and they are watching this program, what do you urge them to do? What's the first step that a woman or a man should take if they're in this kind of situation where they are actually experiencing gender-based violence?
The first step, I say, you cannot heal what you cannot reveal. You have to first reveal and name it, and then call somebody. Call somebody that you trust. I like to say the first step is the first step you take out of that door, and never look back. Just last week, I had a woman stabbed 17 times. And the man left her for dead, going to look for a scissors, I think, to finish her off. And then she ran away. I have, that's one of the recent cases I have right now. I also have a woman from that same community who called and was contemplating leaving until she saw this story on the news, and now she left. And so I want to say, don't take your time to leave. Live safely and call. You can find us on Facebook. My name is Comfort Dondo. Or you can find us at www.pumolani.org, but on Facebook, it's a very good place to start to reach us. I think it's easier. And if you have someone you know, or you yourself are in going through a domestic violence situation, please reach out to us. No matter where you are, we'll find resources for you.
And what kind of resources do you actually offer if someone were to make that call? How does Pumulani help?
Every situation is different. And Mavi, I've gone from helping a young Zimbabwean woman who was sex trafficked in Turkey. So connecting her with some of my colleagues in Turkey to get her to safety and rerouting her back to Zimbabwe. Some women might need transportation money to leave. Some women might need legal counsel. So each woman's needs are very different. But for most women, they need a place to be. So here locally in Minnesota, I'm providing housing for women. We're having a housing program that is expanding for women. Right now, we have two homes. And we're trying to develop into more homes. But I think women everywhere across the globe, there's different needs. So we provide resources for women based on their needs, based on what they tell us they need. In Zimbabwe, for example, we have Msasa Project. They're a very good partner of ours, and we always refer women to them if women reached out and they're in Zimbabwe.
So much, Esther.
Yebo ke lapho besizwa ke unkosazana Comfort Dondo ke yena useMinnesota khonapha eMelika wenhlanganiso ke ekhangela amalungelo abesifazana lapho besichasisela nje ngokuthi hayi yena udlakela wakhula elibona ngiyibo njalo uyazama ukuvikela ukuthi laye abe kulo lolu dlakela kumbe abanye abantu abaziyo nabo babe beswitcha yilolu dlakela ngakho kuyancedisa abesifazana inhlanganiso yakhe ukuthi iba suse kulolu hlupho. Yes, sizabuyela njalo kunkosazana Dondo, kodwa kwakathesi sesithatha omunye njalo umhlonitshwa wethu. Yena ke ungukhansila unkosikazi Sinikiwe Mtanda. Siyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga sanibona nabalaleli.
Yes, to begin with, you as ward councillors, you most of the times handle these cases of domestic violence. What's going on now during this lockdown? What do you see? Do you still have couples coming to you for counseling or something like that?
Okay, thank you so much, Kamele. Actually, as a ward counselor, I think during this COVID time, we've witnessed many cases in a way with most of the couples, they come or maybe coming to withdraw their cases, but the perpetrators will be maybe the men and the victims will be the women. And I've noticed that the numbers of lately haven't gone down at the moment. They are just maybe on the same level, but we will be having a situation whereby maybe twice or thrice or maybe in a month you have a case where you will be maybe commissioning that people they will be withdrawing their cases from the police camp. But when the situation whereby if you went report a case of GBV at the police station, now of late the policeman the, have the right to withdraw the case. So they will look for maybe the White Chancellor as commissioner of court to commission or to certify the affidavit. So we have still noticed that the number hasn't gone down at the moment. Maybe I can just say maybe the number is even increasing on maybe a monthly basis.
Yes, and we see that you are. We started, in fact, the world started this campaign, 16 days against gender just violence. Is there something that you are doing as the city or as a party or as community groups?
Okay, actually, maybe I'll start by saying as a community leader, we, like yesterday, we had a program where we were donating our menstrual cups to a girl child, and they're also commemorating the 16 days in terms of gender-based violence, and they will be spreading the awareness of about gender-based violence, telling the girl child that if anyone witnesses maybe gender-based violence, they have to report the case maybe to the police or to the community leaders. And they also, as female counselors, we have a program on Saturday where we will be maybe commemorating the 15 days of activism against gender-based violence. And they also, as a political party, we have a research program as our awareness against gender-based violence, maybe around Bulawa as a whole. And as a leader as well, yesterday we're having a short meeting with few women trying to encourage and also to have the awareness against gender-based violence. So I think as a leader, as a counselor, as maybe a leader from a political party, and also as a mother, we are doing our awareness with made from a different made from a different background, like the churches and also even at home, because we also have our girl child, we also have some girls who are having even abantwana who are married. So we are trying to put awareness across all the tracks of our country or our cities on our way.
Yebo ke kuyezwakala. Manje lapho ngomgqibelo ke selisungula ngokusemthethweni uhlelo lolo lwe active lwe against gender based violence kuyini elabe likwenza kahle kahle.
Okay, engingakutsho ngamafeature ukuthi we are having ama drama from different dance groups, we are having ama poetry from imbongi ezehlukeneyo. We are also having obaba esisebenza labo ukuthi labo bakhulumisane batsho labo abakubonayo okungalunganga ngendaba yokuhlukumeza ongase ye-gender-based violence. And also sikukhanyelele ukuthi sikuthethe kabanzi sakufakela izini kwabapolitikali, kwabasemsebenzini, kwabasezikolo lakanye ezindlini ukuthi sibe sihlomisane, and also sizame ukuthi singakhangeli kathosi imbangela, the root cause, but sizame ukuthi abantu sinanzelele, sivikele ukuthi kungabi lodlame or kungabi lokuhlukumezeka phakathi kwabesifazana emakhaya nasemsebenzini, iklanye kakhulu kuma-political
yebo ke sesibuyela futhi kulana ositele khona ngesiNgisi ungasitela ke ngesiNdebele ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini elikwenzayo singathi njengabo councillor singathi njengabaphathi emphakathini ukunanzaneli lamalanga alandelayo
ye right ikakhulu sesizama ukuthi abantu babafunde ukuthi bathi especially omama especially ezindlini we need to open up even kuma-partners ethu kungengaphi ukuthi singabhokhi ini izinto, because you find ukuthi esikhathini esiningi imbangela ye-gender-based violence irizini yakhona iyabe ingaseyo yakhonapho khonapho, but okunye kuyabe kuvele ukuthi sihlomise abantu uma programs esilawo esigabeni lakhe esigabeni lakhe esihlala khona esilawo counselors we're having ama programs njalo nge weekend and the also the political parties silaba programs achiyene sihlomisana sikhulumisana ebabe kuhlangene khona even obaba ukuthi batho la sibonisane nini ukuthi kungaba njani kumbe kuyini okumele sikwenze ukuthi sikuvikele. So ama-programs zona lawo awakhangele nami ukuthi abe nawo bomama kuphela basakhangelele ukuthi sihlanganise both sexual obaba nabomama. So sikhangelele ukuthi azathi ikhona eyabikhona ngomgqibelo, ikhona eyabikhona nge-Saturday, ngeqabini ngonyensonto and naphakathi nje kwesikhathi sikhangelele ukuthi sibe sikhulumisana even kuma-WhatsApp platform ethu esilawo lapho esihlangene khona singama-female counselors even at nationwide or even at provincial level lapho esihlangene khona nabanye omama abakhona nje ema-churches abakhona ngaphilangapho kwenzela ukuthi ivangeli lihambe ande-gender-based violence.
Yebo ke siyabonga kakhulu uhlale khona pho ke ecingweni ungasuki sizaphenduka njalo kuwe sithathe omunye njalo umhlonishwa wethu they are marvelous we had Councillor Sinikiwe Mthanda of Bulawayo Ntumbane over to you.
Thank you so much. Sondo, coming back to you as we round up, I know you can't wait to start your Thanksgiving. Maybe just tell us a little bit about Thanksgiving Day in America. What does it mean? Because a lot of people we've seen on social media, right, sing Happy Thanksgiving to the American families for Zimbabweans in America. What does it mean to you?
Absolutely. So answers for you as far as Thanksgiving. One, that might be politically correct. That is the good feel, you know, Happy Thanksgiving that we give to each other. I guess it's a time to be thankful and reflect on the year. But then the deeper meaning of Thanksgiving in this country actually also revolves around the colonization of the indigenous people of this country by Europeans. And that's a dark history that many people don't talk about. So I teach my children the real dark behind Thanksgiving. But we still commemorate time and we use the long week to be with family and be together. And honoring the ancestors of this place, the natives of this land. And so that those balanced answers about Thanksgiving, I think the spirit of really a beautiful spirit to just reflect people. It's a very big holiday and one of my favorite times of the year. But I don't forget to go and be grateful to the ancestors of this. Having said that, the Native Americans have a tradition of pouring wine or beer on the ground before they enjoy any, you know, to remember the ancestors. So we'll be doing that tonight with my family, just to honor. And I have to tell you that I'm getting naturalized as an American citizen. My birthday, and so I to honor those who worked hard for me to be able to have those freedoms.
Thank you so much. I see just to say, if I need you, you should go to Pemad Mai. I'm going to go to Mark Doctor Michin that's in the Toki.
Panze, wodira panze, kutenda mastateguru avo, saka vane matraditions avakada kufana nene edu, saka nasi nchatorawo wai, wodirawo pasi panze, nchitenda mastateguru vemunyika muno Native Americans, vatenda, kuti vakatipawo mukana, wokuti tinge tiri muno, tichikwanisawo kuexercise marights edu, sezvigarwa zvemuno muAmerica.
Ya totsukire kupanya yedu yatanga tiri kutaura nyaya yekushungurudzwa anyanya kwemadzimai ini zvizvino zvamungati zvinonyanya kukonzera kuti madzimai vazowanikwa vachisangana nekushungurudzwa
mhinduro yangu ndimabve pamubvunzo wamabvunza inini unodzokera panyaya dzemari mudzimai kana achinge akazvimirira ega panyaya dzemari haagarire kushushwa Madzimai mazhinji ukaona vachigara mumba vachishushwa inyaya yekuti anenge asinawo pake paakabata semudzimai. Kazhinji unonzwa uchiri kugarira vana. Kugarira vana chii? Kuti vana vange vaine pekugara pakanaka kuti baba ndo vanenge vachiprovider. Saka tikakwanisa kuti dzidzise vanasikana vedu kuzvimirira vega, kushandisa maoko avo, vachizviitira vega mabasa emaoko, vanokwanisa kuchichuza kuti mumwe wangu wandinaye mabatiro anondiita ndiwo here akakodzera okwanisa kuchibva. Asi kana pasina kusimbiswa kwemadzimai panhau dzemari, aa, madzimai achangoramba achingoshinyira arimo nekuti vanenge vasina maoptions akawanda.
Tomboti, since I know that you want to rush off and attend to your Thanksgiving ceremony, maybe tell us, where can people get you, where can people find you if they wanted to know about the kind of resources that you offer and also, you know, the kind of help that you give to those that are actually facing gender-based violence?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Antipanzi, for having me on the show. So people can find me, you know, I'm on social media. I'm pretty interactive on social media. My team will respond. My name is Comfort Dondo. Comfort Dondo. And then that's on Facebook. You can also find me on our website. It's www.pumulani. And Pumulani is spelled P with a P-H. Pumulani.org. But on Facebook will be ideal. You will find my contact details there. I'm also on WhatsApp. So when you go on our Facebook, you can link to our WhatsApp business page.
And I'm going to ask that, where did the name Pumulani come from here in Minnesota? You're in the United States.
Oh, yeah. So Pumulani, actually, I have a daughter, and her middle name is Pumulani.
Okay.
Love of peace or peaceful, peace-loving. Uh-huh. And I named the organization after my daughter to remind myself of what the work.
Mm-hmm.
It was so doesn't ever have to the violence, I or my mother.
Chembo pinda yedu muchishona ndichibvunza ini kuti vanenge vari kuda kunzwa nezvamuri kuita, munoshanda zvakare here nemadzimai vari kunze kwenyika kwakadai seZimbabwe, uyezve munovabatsira nei?
Tinoshanda nemadzimai pasi rese. Tinoshandisa social media maplatforms kuti tinge tichikonekta navo. Tinokwanisa kuvabatsira nyangwe vari kuZimbabwe. Tine mama organizations atinoshanda nawo pamwe chete, tichamushandira pamwe kuti tikwanise kunge tiri kubatsira mudzimai. Iko zvino tinotori nemadzimai atinobata nawo vari kuSouth Africa, vaZimbabweans, oro vari kuna Turkey kuMiddle East. Tine madzimai ari muZimbabwe atiri kushanda nawo iko zvino. Munokwanisa kundiwana paFacebook. Mukaenda paFacebook page yangu ndonzi Comfort Dondo. Mukasvika ipapo mukaenda muinbox, tinodaira kuti tikwanise kubatsira. Tinowana kuvo zvakare pawebsite yedu inonzi www.pumulani.org.
Tombotarisa kuti pari zvino pane denda recovid-19, pane zvamuri kuona here zvasanduka panyaya yeuwandu hwekushungurudzwa kwemadzimai? Tingangoti pasi rose tisarisone imomuno muamerica pamusoro pedenda iroro, tozvitarisa kuZimbabwe nekune dzimwe nyika.
COVID-19 denda rekuti rakonzeresa kuti kushungurudzwa kwemadzimai kunge kwanyanyisisa, nekuti pane zvakawanda zviri kukonzera kuti vanhu vange vaine kushungurudzika mudzimba. Social distancing, maquarantine aita kuti vanhu vange vari pamwe chete mudzimba panguva dzakareba. Kana zvaratidza kuti rusvo rwemadzimai rwawedzera muno muMinnesota mandiri, for example, last year around this same time tanga tingori nemadzimai kuda 15 vanga vaurayiwa. Asi iko zvino tuta samadzimai at least 28 vafa nekuda kwemhirizhonga muZimba. Saka manhambers ari kutiratidza kuti zvechokwadi kushungurudzwa kwemadzimai nevanasikana kwati wedzere nekuda kwedenda recovid. Uyezve COVID-19 kukonzeresa kutange pane kushandisa kwemachemicals, madrugs, doro kwakanyanya kuwanda muZimba, kuita kuti zvinge zvakonzera kushungurudzika kwemadzimai nevanasikana muZimba.
Saka mungakurudzira chii kumhuri? Takatarisa kuti taakuzotarisana nezororo rekisimusi munguva inotevera iyoyi, uyezve vanhu vazhinji pari zvino vamwe vakarasikirwa mabasa nenyaya iyoyi yecovid-19. Zvingazokonzera kuti mhirizhonga dziwande here muzimba?
Saizvo tinoona kuti panguva dzemaholidhay akaita sekisimusi patongori nekakushuga kanoitika muzimba nenyaya yekuti puresha. Kana baba vasiri kukwanisa kuprovhaidira mumwe, panonga kunge paine mafrustration anoita kana mai vasinganzwisise. Saka tinongokurudzira kwese kwatiri, kana paine ari kuteerera Etangwa nika chisa moyo mrefu. Kana kutuwa, you know, just reach out. Reach out, call somebody. Pastor. Na pastor rangu pa Facebook. Reach out. And then, you know, kana paine zubiti kakunti mumbazu. Kwa zikazirisike. Mungu wakungo taura chakwe kakunu kuna kubatira. Hazunika namba maga varana muri mumba mchungo popote zana. Nuhita wajishu, nito wajimirishu. Kwa hivyo kwezera. Kaindro ndo kuru zewa. Kwa kana uti ino, fonjira ya tete kana sekuru, wanemunu wa mnota ora na yaka kuru, anukwansa kukuti, akubatine kukadzirika. Anukwansa kuricha out kupumulani. Tumofara uti muritu garepa mwichete, mupika ili panguba zote holi.
Kwa wabanoda bukure nyu ili, wanoru wana kutu?
Right now bukure tripa Amazon. Asi, tuku shanda chaiso ni simba kutilingiri mu bookstore, wanafuma a few bookstores alimu Harare. And rako mika shuwa tengira ku Zimbabwe before the end of this year. Taka chenge chi announcer mkaenda pa Facebook kana pa Instagram mkanondi follow mkanondi share ma platforms zwa chenge chi so advertise kuti book ra Harare asi chenge riko vanhu vakadzi kunyanya vana vechikana vechidiki vawane book ri rakandibatsirawo ini ndakaisa mari iri zvinhu zvakandibatsira kana zvabatsirawo vamwe
ndakaona zvakare muchitaura kuti muri kuwanikwa muchidzidzana na mshuma fundo Dr. Terry Wright Kent mukubata mabasa atinisi
Dr. Terry Wright Kent vakatanga chirongwa chekunyora nyaya dzemadzimai madzimai akamboshungurudzwa vakaisa application yaida madzimai yaka response mind ofinga over 100 something as long as madzimai 33 saka ini ndakwanoka ndiri mumwe madzimai 33 vakasarudzwa kuti kunge tichishanda navo mugore rikuya. Saka ndingati in 2022 ndichangendiri kuwanikwa ndiri kurelisa a new book pamwe chete nemadzimai 33 tichitaurawo nyaya dzemabasa andandiri kuita andiri muno muamerica.
Maybe just tell us a little bit about that. I saw you were saying you will be working with Dr. Terry Trent, who was interviewed here at VOA before, and I know the work that she's doing, and you know, she has been out there really promoting women's rights, but what is the relationship there? What are you going to do?
Absolutely. So Dr. Terry Wright Trent is one of my favorite women in the world. I've been so privileged to be a part of the anthology of 60 women out of about 160 candidates who were chosen to be a part of her project. It's called The Sacred Promise. So it is a book that shows what kind of sacred promise you kept to yourself as a young girl, now reflecting back. So we have 33 women from around the world writing their story. I am one of them. I'm excited. And this book is going to be published. It's going to be involved in Hollywood as well. I'm going to give it away at the Globe Awards next year. So this is a very big project. We're going to have an opportunity to showcase our story in Hollywood at the Globe. And I'm very delighted to be a part of the project.
Thank you so much. I know, you know, like you really now have to go and do your Thanksgiving. So thank you there, Comfort Dondo, and congratulations for being able or being, you know, selected to work with the Dr. Terry Trent. I was actually privileged to attend the Globe Award where she got her first nomination and actually received an award there. So a happy Thanksgiving to you. Have a very good day.
Happy Thanksgiving, and thank you for always speaking up for women. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, Vesta, I think we can go over to your guest and let Comfort.
Yes, before you leave, she has already left my...
Oh, I'm so sorry, because she's now going for things. Oh, she's there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yes, I was saying, before you leave, could you explain, I wanted to know also how you assist the women back in Zimbabwe from Minnesota there.
So, sorry, could you repeat the question, please?
She's saying how
do you assist women in Zimbabwe or the ones who are in the U.S.?
Yes, I assist. My heart is home. My heart is in Zimbabwe, obviously. We do assist women in Zimbabwe by virtue of connections that we have with other programs on the ground. Each woman's needs are different. We've assisted women from helping women plan safely how to live, to helping women finding their first new place, like apartment for 3 months, helping women connecting a woman who's a survivor with a job, So we just use our networks on the ground to empower women so that they can leave abusive relationships. But yeah, we do use the power of social media, networking and technology to connect the women if they reach out in our inbox. Yes.
Yes, that's very interesting. And how do you measure your success? Could you say there are some who have testified that, thank you, you have helped us, or we've left a very bad relationship, or we've, mended our relationship too?
Thank you. As an evaluation person, I appreciate your question. We definitely measure our successes by stories. I believe in the power of storytelling. So when we work with a woman, you know, at the end of the, like right now at the end of the year, we've been doing what we call listening sessions. And the women come in and we go back and we reflect where they were when they started to where they are now. And normally through the power of story sharing, we get the quantitative data that you know, a woman, maybe when she started with us, she was homeless, at the verge of losing her children. And by the end of the year, she will be her own place, a job, and she probably has her children back. Maybe she doesn't. Maybe she's on the way to getting her children back. And that's how we measure success. We essentially bring the women back at the end of each calendar year, and they share stories, what we call healing stories.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And your book so far, is it gaining any traction? Are the people, purchasing it? Are you advertising it enough? What's the response been that?
It's been overwhelming. It's been so overwhelming. People are wanting book. Like, I'm getting a lot of pressure in the UK and Zimbabwe. It's selling really, really well. And I want to say that here in Minnesota, it's actually being bought a lot by some of our leaders, like our governor, our lieutenant governor. And I'm excited because I recommend some policy changes in that book to make lives for survivors better. From people in Zimbabwe, and I'm really trying to make it accessible, affordable, and then reachable in Zimbabwe. So I'm working on that.
Okay. Any copy you can show us so that we know what it looks like from there?
Absolutely. That's how much I'm into this book. So that's the copy. It's called Facing the Giants. I chose purple. As you can see, I love purple. My nails are purple. Purple is a regal color of royalty. And so I wanted to remind every woman how beautiful she is, and it showcases itself on the book cover as well. Yeah. Alright, so this is Facing the Giants, A Journey to Freedom from Domestic Abuse. And which I think it book no batter vanaskata. Nevana comana Munana Comana Veduti. Langa Varku River and Gavashiva Diki. If I'm planning a vaso kura, Baba Vave Paduza Niwana no Rama Batiro, Nema Batiro, I'll not find out give her quick.
I was not saying that. Thank you so much, Ms. Comfort Dondo. We hope that you have a very good Thanksgiving. And I also say thank you to the kids who patiently waited while we did this program for the last hour.
Thank you so much. I want to thank my kids for being so good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Siyabonga lathi lapho bese sizwa-ke unkosazana ke Comfort Dondo oyephumulani Minnesota African Women Against Violence. Njalo uyabhala ke uyaloba ingwalo ke oluthi ke lona Facing Giants ibhuku lakhe ke alibhalayo. Besithaba ukuba naye lapha. Sibonge njalo lo Councillor Sinikiwe Mutanda la obesichasisela konke nje ukuphathelane labesifazana oyintumbane besilayilayi lapha esichasisela okuningi. Sesifika ke emaphethelweni ohlelo lwethu lanamhlanje olivalelisayo yini usithandekile Mhlanga ngikho lapha eWashington DC.
And I'm marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye here in Washington DC saying, sir, happy Thanksgiving. And have a very good evening and good night to everybody else.
Yes, same to you. Marvelous. Thank you.